Hello, once again, Medford, Massachusetts. This is Chris Earle. The show is Triple Play with Chris Earle, here with you until 6 p.m. We are doing Boston bands today. All Boston bands are going to get the Triple Play treatment. Three songs each from five bands. Five of my favorites that came out of Boston. The first up, Jay Giles Band. Triple Play, here with you till 6. Formed in 1967 in Worcester, Massachusetts, by John J. Giles, the guitarist of the J. Giles Band. Peter Wolf in there, of course, lead vocals. And you had Magic Dick on the harp, and you had Seth Justman, and you had Danny Klein and Stephen Blad there. Those were the members of J. Giles Band. They had some big hits like Must Have Got Lost and Come Back and Love Stinks and Freeze Frame. Centerfold was their biggest. And I just love Peter Wolf, one of the best frontmen of any band. And just a distinct bluesy sound from the 70s and 80s, which was their heyday. And Peter Wolf still lives around here, and he comes out every now and then, and he'll sing a song or two at Fenway. He showed up at Fenway with Aerosmith a number of years ago, and he did a great job with the J. Giles Band. Anyway, J. Giles Band here on Triple Play with Chris Earle, here with you until 6 p.m. We got two more from the J. Giles Band, including this one.
Do you want to dance? Yeah! Slide. Yeah. Come on, baby, don't you hide. There's a place down the street where everybody loves to meet. They got a band plays all night long. Everybody moves when they play this song. They do the South Side Shuffle. Shuffle. They're doing the South Side Shuffle. Just like the dude and like the sea. Where you tight breath.
Southside Shuffle, Jay Giles Band from the 70s. Here with you until 6 p.m. It's Triple Play with Chris Earle. Here's your third play of the Triple Play from the Jay Giles Band.
Somebody help me.
That's one of my first favorite bands, had that on cassette. I remember seeing them on, not even TV, but HBO. They used to have something called Video Jukebox, and I remember they used to play that Centerfold video over and over again. My buddy Doug down in Texas had Centerfold on 45, and they would play that at the roller rink when I would spin around in 1980, 1981, while I was down there in Texas, spinning around on the roller skates to the Jay Giles Band. Pretty cool. And then the Hokey Pokey. That came out right after the Jay Giles Band. Gonna keep you going with the Boston Band's Triple Play from Chris Earle here with you until 6 p.m. Three each from every solo artist or every band. Next is a band out of Boston. You might know them.
I got no time to waste it.
still in the 70s. That is the band Boston out of Boston. Arguably the biggest band of Boston, at least in the 70s they were, that's for sure. They were beating out Aerosmith and the Jay Giles Band. Everybody loved that album. It was the biggest album that came out of Boston. I think to this day it's still the biggest album that came out of Boston, which is 76. That was from 78. That was It's Easy. We will continue on with Boston. Again, they are a band out of Boston. We are doing all Boston bands today until 6 p.m., a triple play of each of them. Brad Delp was a member of that band who tragically passed away from suicide a number of years ago, 2007. Tom Scholz, those were the two driving members of the band Boston. And they were known for being technical wizards in the studio. I remember in 1986 when they came out with the album Third Stage, I was a freshman, and they were coming to the Worcester Centrum, and I think they played for like 12 or 15 nights. They just kept on adding more and more seats and more shows because they kept selling out. So everybody went to see Boston that year in 86. I didn't. I didn't go until my first concert was Rush a year later. But everybody went to go see Boston. Big, big band. Big, big times here in Massachusetts in the 70s and 80s for the band Boston. How many times am I going to say Boston? I'm from Boston. And when I say I'm from Boston, that means I'm from the suburbs of Boston. But we like to say Boston, especially when we travel. Makes you look tough. There's so many people out there that act tough. There's not too many really tough people. I mean, there's some real tough people out there. There's some real assholes. But, you know, go out when you're traveling. You say from Boston, people get a little standoffish with you. They're like, oh, this guy's into fighting. Triple play here with you until 6.
No, we didn't have much.
heard Smokin', we heard It's Easy, and we heard Rock and Roll Band, all from Boston, from the 1976-1978 albums here on Triple Play with Chris Earl. Moving on to the next band, we'll jump a couple years and go to the 80s here. This is The Cars. And I love The Cars. They were one of my favorites. I played those tapes over and over and over again. Yes, I said tapes because we had cassettes back in the fort in the early 80s. I remember they were also on that HBO video jukebox that I played there. Benjamin Orr and Rick Ocasek and Greg Hawks and a couple others whose names elude me right now. But I ended up seeing a cover band last week and they were great. It was Panorama. And I saw them up in New Hampshire in this little bar last weekend, and it was a blast. So again, bands from Boston is the theme today on Triple Play. I got five bands for you, three songs each. Only got an hour, so I'm bringing you up till 6 o'clock. It is Chris Earl. It is Triple Play on WMFO in Medford. Thanks for listening to your freeform station, but more importantly, thanks for sticking around and being my friend here on Triple Play with Chris Earl. Thanks for listening.
Switch. Pull the cover. the faith and kill the light.
That's a relatively obscure number there from Heartbeat City from 1984. Looking for Love, The Cars. Here is number 3, Triple Play.
Like the way she
making something awful into a song. That's Best Friend's Girl from the Cars, probably their one of their biggest hits there. That brings us right up to Aerosmith's Big 10-inch. What?
God needs strange woman. Believe me, this chick's no cinch. But I'd rather get her going than to give out my Big 10-inch. Red band to play this blues. Well, band to play this blues. She just loved my Big 10-inch. Record of a favorite blues. Stop at jiving. Now whip out your Big 10-inch. Wreck it up, band of players of blues. A band of players of blues. She just loves my Big 10-inch. Wreck it on my baby blues. I cup her with kisses. And when we in lovers clinch, she gets all excited. When she wrecks on my Big 10-inch. Wreck it up, band of players of blues.
Hokey little number from Toys in the Attic album. That is Aerosmith with Big 10-inch. We're going to jump right into the Pump album from 1989. One of my favorites of that year and probably my favorite Aerosmith album. Fine. Fine. That's fine. F-I-N-E, fine. It could be just fine, or it's not a fine like a bill you had to pay. It's fine like I like that woman, she's fine. But it was in F period, I period, N period, E period. I don't know what the rest of that means. Maybe I'll look it up while you listen to this.
Yeah.
the masters of sexual innuendo. That's Aerosmith. He's got the girlfriend with the hoochie coochie eyes. In pink, she looks fine. Speaking of pink.
It's my new obsession. Yeah, pink, it's not even a question. Pink on the lips of your lover. Cause pink is the love you discover. Pink as the bing on your cherry. Pink, cause you are so very. It's the color of passion. Cause today it just goes with the fashion.
Pink, like red, but not quite. Pink, shrink, kink, dink. Steven Tyler and the boys. Joe Perry thinks he's all right. His mama thinks he's all right. Your daddy says I'm all right. Aerosmith. I love Aerosmith. They have the second biggest album of this these Boston crews here. 12 million sold of Aerosmith's greatest hits, mostly on vinyl and cassette, which is that original Red and White with Wings album. Another great album. Like I said, Boston, 20 million units. Aerosmith, 12 million units. That's a lot of units. That's a big unit, kid. 12 million units? Damn. A lot of units. Let's go to Godsmack. They're out of Boston. Wasn't a huge fan of them at the time, but I like them more now. Mostly because I'm angry.
doing the best that I can. I'm doing the best I ever did. Now go away. I'm doing the best I ever did. I'm doing the best that I can. I'm doing the best I ever did. Now go away. I'm doing the best I ever did. I'm doing the best that I can. I'm doing the best I ever did.
Straight out of Lawrence, crazy MFing band called Godsmack. Straight out of Lawrence, Sully Erna, Robbie Merrill, Tony Rambola, Shannon Larkin, past members of Joe, Lee, and Tommy. I think I knew Tommy. I think he came in the comedy show one night and banged the waitress. Anyway, Godsmack.
Yeah.
Good night, my triple play friends. I will see you next week to help stop dealing with mental illness. Go to whatadifference.org. Brought to you by the Department of Human Services, the Ad Council, and Triple Play with Chris Earle, only on WMFO in Medford. Be good to yourselves. Hope you had a nice Valentine's Day. I'll see you next week. Get back!
Time!